Spotify, Google,
Podvine,
Anchor, Apple, Spotify, Google, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Good Pods, Overcast, Breaker, and Listen Notes, Castro, Stitcher, Castbox, Pandora, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. And iHeartRadio. That's where you can listen in to Life Tips. Everywhere that you get your podcasts. Hey, we everywhere. Hey,
16 countries.
We everywhere.
Yay!
Listen.
Yay!
Everywhere.
Yay! What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker.
Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate. You're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nate, just greeting you. If you are a new listener, then welcome aboard. I hope to teach you some things, so take some notes, and hopefully you'll learn something along the way. If you're a returning listener, faithful listener since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue to impact your life in positive ways, and I hope that I continue to lead you in the right direction. Now, do me a favor. For those who are returning, you already know what to do. For those who are new, I need you to like the show, subscribe to the show, and give us a review on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And also turn the notifications on so that you'll never miss an episode when episodes drop. That way you'll be well informed of the up-to-date whereabouts of your favorite show, which I hope this is your favorite show, every single week as things drop. So I just wanted to greet everyone real quick, greet the new people, say hello to the returning guests, and yeah. Let's now get into the episode and start off discussing a new topic.
What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast and write a review. And also leave a 5-star rating. Because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple Podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up. And let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode.
Now that the change has come, we can walk into this new chapter together. So, what is the new chapter? Well, I kind of hinted at it in the last podcast episode, but today I'm going to actually give you a breakdown of what the new chapter is going to look like. And it's going to extend into the fall. But I'm not really going to break down the fall seasons just yet. But I'll mention it briefly. So, if you're ready, let's go. You'll recall in previous podcast episodes that I've extensively talked about 2019... and kind of named that the best summer ever. It was pre-pandemic. So just as a recap, in 2019, I was with my bro, Mikhail, and we would be in Silver Spring a bunch. He'd come through, pick me up, I'd go to Silver Spring with him, or I'd meet him in Silver Spring in the metro, et cetera, et cetera. We'd hang out, he'd take me home, et cetera, because I didn't have a car at that point. And he was kind of giving me some pointers and tips on life in Silver Spring. We were also going to hang out at clubs and lounges and speed dating. Fast forward to 2020, of course, that's when the world was in chaos. 2021, the world was still in chaos, but kind of coming out of it. 2022, spent most of that with my ex. And then, of course, last year, 2023, was the summer that I didn't get to do anything because I had to deal with fixing my car and, you know, keeping my money afloat. But now that the change has come and I don't have to worry about that, it begs the question, what am I going to do now? Well, to answer that question, I'm finally going to do what I should have done in 2020, in 2021, and in 2023. 2022 was a great summer because I spent most of it with my girlfriend. But in those other summers, what I should have done was enjoy myself. But oh, that is definitely happening this year. Starting with my best friend. Now, we've been best friends for over a year, and she replaces Gigi, of course. And we're going to New York in June, along with our weekly, almost, hangouts. So because we work for the same company, on occasion, we'll get together and hang out. And then After that, we will do big things like her birthday. Her birthday celebration was at the very end of March, and it was great. We'll go partying at African clubs and lounges and spots like that. So this summer is going to be spent with her primarily, and that's going to be a ton of fun. Then there's me time and traveling. I do plan on going to Pennsylvania, and I do plan on going one other place in the whip outside of going to New York. And then there's turning 30 in October, and figuring out me, who I am outside of work, what I do outside of work. What's my life? Now, church is still a big part of life. Living Hope Church has been tremendous. But it's becoming very apparent that I need to have a life outside of church and outside of work that's also fun. And that life is going to consist of people like my best friend, where I can balance myself out between her and them, and also create potential for romance. So when we come back from commercial break, I'm going to break all this down and send us into the fall with a little bit of an update. Okay. So we're now in April, right? Spring break for 1 week. The next month is May. Now we'll be finishing up the school year and then going into June, finishing up the school year then. With the remaining checks coming in, and there's also 3 holidays between now and the end of the school year. So pretty much for the rest of the school year, I'll be hanging out with my best friend. And church family. But after that, when we get into July, that's when things are going to pick up a little bit. So in July and in August, while I'm out of work, I'll be working the part-time job and making money and keeping bills afloat. Excuse me. But I'll also be traveling and visiting people that I haven't seen in a long time. And that's after the New York trip. So the New York trip is in June, but it's right at the end of the school year. And then after that, the traveling I'm going to do will actually take place July and into August. And then it'll be about mid to late August when we're going to get called back to work to get started on the fall semester. Now, this is where things get interesting. In the fall school semester is when I'm actually turning 30. And since my birthday's on a Saturday, I decided to go the Airbnb route. Book an Airbnb, go there, stay there for 2 days, and host a party. Now, who actually shows up to this party? We're still working on it, and we will see.
This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by
Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Yo, we got Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters.
mostest with the mostest, T the GOAT. From over at Powerfully Black and Excellent, the podcast that seeks to make your skin folk, your kin folk all across the nation, baby. Now look, if you're looking for a platform that highlights black entrepreneurs and business professionals, we got your back. If you're looking for a podcast that's going to light that fire up underneath you to start that business that you keep putting on the back burner, we got your back. And if you're just looking to hear from some amazing black entrepreneurs and business professionals who are currently on the journey to making themselves and their brands successful, we got your back. So come check us out on Anchor FM and almost all streaming platforms using the name Powerfully, comma, Black and Excellent without the E. We drop new episodes every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not listening to us, what are you doing?
Hey y'all, real quick, I need your help. So, listener support is now active for Life Tips Podcast. So, if you love this podcast, please, please, please give to support future episodes of the show. No amount is too great or too small. It would really mean a lot to me if you all would help support the podcast and get this show where it needs to be moving forward. So again, if you're really just into this show and you look forward to episodes every single week, drop something in the support channel, drop something in the support button you can click on. It really means a lot to me. And it'll go towards future episodes being produced. All right, cool. Back to the show. You know, it's amazing when you get cut off from recording a podcast episode because a call comes in. But the call that comes in is just something that you absolutely needed. So we're talking about a new chapter, right? And I was saying that before school comes to an end, I'll mostly be spending the rest of the school year with my best friend. So we're looking at the rest of April, May, and June because there's only so many days off remaining in the year. But once we get to July, that's when things are going to pick up. Now, they're going to pick up in two ways. One of which we were already talking about before was just traveling. I'm currently planning on traveling to two places that I had not been to in quite some time to see people that I haven't seen in years. But also, there's family trips I'm going to be taking and the New York trip is happening literally a month before school actually is out. So like the end of the school year, Juneteenth arena. But then there's turning 30 in October. And the guest list for that, I've got it. But it's not 100% finished. So right now, there's like seven people on this guest list. Could be more. Just depends on what happens throughout the remainder of the time that we have before October hits. And for the rest of the time that there is before October hits, it's mostly just figuring out, okay, who's going to be there for my future? 20s were great. 20s were amazing. But now it's time to go into the future and figure out who's going to be here, who's going to be there for my future. who's going to be the extra friend outside of my best friend to hang out with me in between the work weeks and the Friday nights? Is my phone going to stay perpetually dry where, like, I don't have people to talk to, just to create casual conversation with? Or am I going to have, you know, 30, 40 missed messages and calls and people actually wanting to talk to me? That's literally on my mind going into 30. Because 30s are the best year of your life, right? Supposedly. But then there's also love life. Now, the phone call that I just got, which cut me off before we were able to finish off this podcast episode, was something that I needed to hear. It was good news that came from one of my platonic friends. Now, I wanted to be with her. I met her a year ago, shot my shot. I wanted to be with her. It didn't work. But months later, she met her guy. And the next time we talk, I'll be, Lord willing, hearing her testimony about how she actually got with this guy. And I am super excited to know exactly how this went down. But what caught my attention was, in the middle of her busyness, in the middle of working on her, that's when he came through. And I'm in my me season now as we speak. And so I'm already prepared, that I've told my therapist and a few other people, that between now and summertime is when she's coming. And I'm still manifesting an African queen. She's coming. And I can see her being just like my friend Lily, who I was on the phone with. An exact replica of her, just with a different body shape and a different name. But the qualities that she possesses and how she's in love with her man, she's literally on my man time. Whoever this person is gonna be very similar to her, but be tailor-made for me. And the reason why it's important that she comes between April, May, June, July, August, is because of the significance of the new season. 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. In the next 5 to 6 years, there's going to be changes. I'm going to go from working in the kitchen school system arena to actually working in the school system, but not being in the kitchen anymore. There's growth potential with the new company. I could go from being in the kitchen to being a site director, or being a district manager in the next 6 years. The opportunities are limitless. I've already told y'all I'm basically on the verge of making $40,000. Finally. That's going to go up to like $80,000 once this part-time job kicks in. The apartment goal is close to being finalized. And that's why she's important for the next season. 30th birthday. Milestone. People I want to be with me in 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. The apartment. Having her is going to be key for the apartment because she's going to be coming through to the apartment, not just for move-in day, but she's also going to be there, period, as I live there. And we're going to swap out visits between our places. 1 week, she's going to come to my place for a date night. The next week, I'm going to go to her place for a date night. It's all right there. This is the new chapter. Because it leads into marriage, kids, and the legacy. Going from the kitchen to the school system will lead to becoming a full-time paid motivational speaker. It's all there. So what are the lessons to take out of this?
Wait, social media. Don't go. Gotta give you our social media.
You can follow us on social media on X at Life Tips Podcast, at Life Tips Podcast for Facebook, at Spoken Life Tips on Facebook and on Instagram. On Threads, you can follow me there at Nate_the_speaker, as well as on Instagram. At Spoken Life Tips on Instagram and Threads as well. At @auth_gen_person on Twitter. That's @auth_gen_person on Twitter. At Life Tips Podcast, of course, on X/Twitter. And on Facebook as well. You can also follow me on TikTok if you want to. Message me for my TikTok information as well. Lots of social media, lots of changes, but still the same engagement. All right, then. That's the end of this podcast episode. Look forward to seeing you next week.